Welcome, everybody, to yet another fantastic episode of the Real Mentors Podcast. As always, we're ready to talk TV, movies, and of course, have some fun along the way, because otherwise, what's the point? This week, we got the worst revolution ever. Captain, Say It Isn't So, and Kevin Hart is Breaking Bad. Those topics and more, of course, I won't be alone here. We got a special, well, as always, our co-host here. Starting with the man, the creator, the founder, the CFO of the Haters Corner. Of course, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios, the man beast himself, Mr. Mike Rose.
What's up? Listen, that George episode last week was amazeballs. I laugh my ass off through like a half of that episode.
It's always nice to see George, even if he's outside.
I love George, man. I don't know what it is. George is so freaking funny.
George is great. Like I said, we're going to try to have him on at least once a month and all that, obviously, for his schedule, when he's allowed to actually be inside his house.
You know what I dig, honestly, is the Chewy George freaking whatever that is. George is bristled by Chewy, and Chewy just feeds off of it, and it's just amazing.
And speaking of Chewy, of course.
He's no Lenny Bruce, but whatever.
He's not Lenny Bruce.
Which
oddly enough, that was a nice surprise in that recommendation of the marvelous Mrs. Maisel to see Lenny Bruce. I was like,
Yeah, that's right. Which is fun. That's kind of funny. Actually, I saw a picture of Lenny Bruce. We were reading up on him, and he looks pretty much like the guy in the show, which is kind of funny. But yeah, really good show. I'm watching more.
Is that a really good show?
Actually, it's funny, man. It's like I was laughing out a second or third episode. It's really good.
Do you think my wife would like it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay,
easily. It appeals to you know. It's, like I said, it's a good couple show because you both can watch it. It's fine.
That's cool.
I shortchanged Chewy again. Chewy,
sorry,
other co-host, live from Houston. Yada yada yada. What's up, Chewy?
The king of Funko Pops.
What's going on, ladies? Watching my fantasy scores, kicking someone's ass who shall remain nameless.
Unlike the Dolphins.
Hey-o!
In flames.
Tannehill again.
It's amazing how like we were a couple weeks in the show and undefeated, and now they haven't won since. The real mentors jinx, apparently.
No, I'm not. Listen, I don't know if you remember this. I think maybe it was Lopez that said something about that I should stop, like, talking bad about the Dolphins, because the minute I stopped talking about the Dolphins, they started losing.
Okay, so let's put that to the test. You don't, no negativity for the whole week. No Facebook posts. How bad the Dolphins? So we all know that.
I can't do it, man.
And let's see what happens. Hey, let's see what you never know, man. Maybe you're that charm.
Chewy, help me here. Come on, it's a comedy.
Football is very, it's a very superstitious sport.
The only positive I can get out of that game is Drake finally showed up. Yeah, welcome to the season, dude.
Drake Lord, had a nice touchdown on
that game. And that's the only good game he's going to have. Watch. Don't get fooled.
Because
he hasn't been scoring in Kathy Willett's house.
It's pretty bad. Let's move on. Let's get things going here. Last up to talk about. I had a question of the week, but I'm going to change the question of the week because did anybody see the box office powerhouse that is Venom and what it did this weekend?
I didn't see it, but I saw what it did.
But we ended up going to Dave and Buster's because we really wanted to go to Dave and Buster's. So my son wanted to see it, and I was like, okay, I'll take you. Let's go see it.
You probably made the right choice to go to Dave and Buster's.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't dislike Venom.
Did you play skee ball there?
It's okay.
No skee ball, dude.
They don't have fantasy skee ball, so he doesn't play.
Exactly.
But it killed, man. I don't know if anybody saw 80
domestic, 125 internationally. So nice 200.
Nobody saw that coming.
That's so weird. It's so weird.
The critics obviously killed it. The audience actually, there's a positive score on Rotten Tomatoes from the audience. So
I don't trust the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, but it got the cinema score is the one that gets looked at more, and it got a B-, which is really just okay.
The irony was the people, Lady Gaga fans that tried to run it down.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm not buying. Well, speaking of...
What did they give Solo on cinema score out of curiosity, for comparison's sake?
Oh, I got to double check. I'm not sure.
Come on, Solo's better than that movie, right?
And if you're looking, can you look up Jumanji to shut another host here up about that?
What do you mean?
I'm not sure if our fans noticed. There was a little discussion online on our Facebook page about Solo versus Jumanji, and so someone has to settle the score. I'm just saying.
Come on, man. You got to give me something to crack your stones about. Jeez.
You know what? I would say this, though, and I was looking up the cinema score for Han Solo, and this is the first thing that popped up on Google. It says Solo Star Wars Story has same cinema score as the prequels.
Ooh.
Need we say anymore? I mean, I don't know. I think that pretty much says it all. If there's any movies you want me to compare to,
it wasn't a bad movie, dude.
No, it wasn't. It's not a bad one. I never said
B minus, C plus.
Right, yeah, it's not a bad movie.
Jumanji is better, though. I mean, it is what it is.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I'm not saying it's world's better or it's the greatest movie of all time, but I think it's more entertaining. Like, both on the TV at one time, gun to my head, I'm watching Jumanji.
There you go.
I'll
take that.
And Venom, I don't know where I put that. I think it's in between both of them.
So was it funny? Was it funny in the wrong moments? Was it just?
It's a weird movie, man. This movie's all over the goddamn road.
It doesn't know what it wants to be. Is that what it is?
It doesn't, man. It's awkward, and you can tell that they chopped this movie down a lot. I know something about how.
They cut like 30 minutes, like 30, at least 40 minutes. Yeah. Footage. Yeah. So that's a significant amount.
The problem is that I think that the footage they cut out was a lot of stuff between him and Venom, which is. I think it's a consensus here. Was the best part of the movie, like him and Venom and Eddie Brock are great together. It's funny, like legitimately funny, and it's meant to be funny. Some stuff isn't, and you laugh, but whatever.
And you know that's more like the comic book, right? I mean, like Venom and Eddie Brock have actual conversations.
I'm not familiar with it. I can't tell you, but there's one scene that
I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. I died laughing. It was hell. I don't want to spoil that particular scene, but it's hilarious. Just what Venom tells Eddie Brock when Eddie doesn't want to do something. It's amazing. But, I mean, the rest of the movie is kind of garbage. Everything around it is messy as fuck. It's badly written, dude. It's terrible. But it looks cool. The action is okay. And Venom's pretty cool.
Hey, whatever. I got a question for you, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned seeing First Man. Have you seen it yet?
Yes.
What do you think? Because I didn't see a review from you.
It's on there. It's really good, dude.
Is it?
Yeah,
he put it up. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and it's funny because I did the Star Is Born, which we talked about, and I made $40 million. That thing killed too, which shocks me. This whole weekend shocked me. Sorry, that goes. I don't see Bohemian Rhapsody being better than that.
I agree.
Star Is Born is legit, dude. It's really freaking good, man. If Bohemian Rhapsody is better, fantastic. I'm rooting for it. I just don't see it.
I just think biopics is tough, man. That's all I'm saying. Just histories of biopics.
I mean, whatever. We'll see. I mean, again, we'll see. Well, I'll see in a couple weeks. I actually had a chance to see Bohemian Rhapsody. I didn't because I wanted to see Venom, and maybe I should have made the wrong choice there. But it killed. I mean, at least now we know they're making the Venom 2. I think it's how
quickly
it's going to get greenlit. $80 million. Sony's already.
Has there ever been another movie like that did great at the box office, but the critics killed it?
Every Transformer movie?
No. Yeah, but the last one. Right?
I mean,
was terrible, though, dude.
The last couple were terrible, but I mean, they made money. They made lots of money.
Made money? What, internationally?
It's weird because
What was that friggin' movie? The Warcraft did great in overseas.
They did great overseas.
China.
Nothing here.
That was Duncan Jones too, right?
Yeah, it did like 20 minutes. But it's funny because I don't think the critics killed it. Well, not killed it, but they weren't high on it. I didn't see anybody was excited for Venom, and I don't know how they think they're $80 million. I'm just like, okay. I mean, I guess, did more in Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is a Marvel property, an established Marvel property, so it was kind of awkward. But,
and that's a good movie, though.
I know, I agree. So I think a lot of people are curious about it. So here you go. It's going to be a part two. I want to see a part two because I thought if they can get it right and hone it down, I think there's something good there. There really is. It just wasn't in this movie all the way. But Venom and Brock is great. And that's as long as that works, you can make a sequel, make it better, and it's fine. Whatever. And there's no tie into anything about Spider-Man. Like, there's nothing. You can tell this is a completely separate universe or whatever they're calling it. It has nothing to do with that. So I don't think they're going to,
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think that's a good thing. If you can do your own thing, do your own thing. And I don't think... I mean, you can make it work, but I just... If you're going to make Venom like an anti-hero, I don't think you need Spider-Man in there.
No.
You know what I mean? So I just... It makes sense that they can branch off and... I mean, they tease Carnage, and you know, at the end of the, it's not a big spoiler at the end
credits. Yeah, I read that. Yeah.
So whatever. So you know,
who
again,
is it that they had tapped to play that guy?
Woody Harrelson.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And that's funny because
I love Woody,
and it's funny because they said he was in him, and the whole movie I'm like, dude, where the hell's Woody Harrelson? And I'm like, I hope he can pop up in the third act somewhere, some small time character, and he just popped up in the end credit scene. So there it was. And they did. We'll talk about that later. There's a like a trailer, I guess. The after credit scene was like a 3-4 minute scene of the Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. Which actually looked pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So I'm actually looking forward to that. By the way, hey man, here's to Venom. Dude. Congratulations. They're doing better. Venom did better than the Dolphins. Go figure. But now let's move on to something a lot worse than Venom. And it's my what the fudge of the week here. And this is a good one. And I can, I mean, put the camera on. So I got to see Mike's eyes as they roll here. So, you know, video game movies, oh boy, they're usually garbage for the most part, right? We can all agree on that.
True that.
And with the occasional, okay one every so often. But apparently, that streak of garbage is going to continue here as a new property is making its way to the big screen here. Correction, it's dancing its way to the big screen.
What?
It's going to be
Dance Dance Revolution.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, shit.
What?
Yes.
Are you for
Dance,
real?
Dance. Oh, I'm 100% legit. Dance Dance Revolution, the movie, dude. What?
Maybe I'll do Guitar Hero after that.
Dude, I mean, oh, rapper the rapper. I mean, serious, dude. And get this. This is a synopsis that was released. This it takes place in a world where their chance of survival is to unite through the power of dance. Get the f- out of here with this nonsense. Are you kidding me, dude? I mean, is there really nothing to do? I mean, is there not even 100 other video game properties they could be doing besides this, which probably has a better shot of maybe even being okay?
They could do it like Ready Player One style.
I saw how you make him weird, but here comes the villain, and they have to dance their way to the. I mean, what do they do? They have to do a choreographed dance to beat whoever villain's out. It's dumb. It doesn't make any sense. This is a worse idea than a Tetris movie, which still hasn't come out. I don't know what.
Thought they'd actually filmed that.
They may have, but not that I was on a table for a while. I'd rather have seen that idea than Dance Dance Revolution, dude. That's gotta be the worst idea. That's the worst idea this year. It really is. I've never seen Michael Bay do anything. Put Michael Bay in any movie. Sorry, Fabian, it's true. I'd rather see another Michael Bay Transformers. And that says a lot. Than Dance Dance Revolution.
What I'd like to see is Michael Bay and Paul Verhoeven like get together and make a movie.
They can do Dance Dance Revolution Ultramix.
There you go.
With the inevitable sequel to that. Straight to video on demand, I'm sure. Oh my god, not even Netflix will do such a bad movie like that, and then no one to do that crap. So that was weird. I saw it, I'm like, dude, that's bizarre. If any proper, I never thought that would be the one to get greenlit anytime soon for any reason, but whatever, dude. I mean, hey, maybe whenever it comes out, we'll be saying them we makes $80 million like Venom. I doubt it, but hey, you never know. Second thing here, which was kind of interesting, you guys saw it's got a lot of reaction online. Chris Evans, who you know,
his
he tweeted
farewell.
Out. Yeah, I mean,
I guess I want to say farewell, but as far as his contracts, I mean,
well, man, this is his tweet. This is his tweet. Officially wrapped on Avengers 4. It was an emotional day to say the least. Playing this role over the last 8 years has been an honor to everyone in front of the camera, behind the camera, and in the audience. Thank you for your memories. Eternally grateful. All of a sudden, everyone's
Captain America.
Thank you, of course. but I mean, does that really mean? I mean, you guys read that? Just first reaction.
I'm not sure what it means. I think it's bullshit.
The captain is dying. It doesn't mean that. It's just all it means, as far as Chris Evans is concerned, he ain't playing Captain America again, unless they throw him a shitload of money.
But does it even mean that?
I'm not sure what it means.
He doesn't. There's nothing. I mean, he just, hey, I finished the movie.
There's no contract.
Years. Thank you very much. You know, he's being thankful that he went through. He finished the movie, and I mean, I can see where you can
obviously
infer
he doesn't that. Want to do it anymore. I think it's run its course as far as what he wants to do, and he doesn't strike me as someone as being greedy. It's like, oh, okay, I'll do it for $20 million. So I think he's done with it. I think he's done with Captain America.
You're in that camp where he's done
six, seven movies, roughly. I mean, six full movies and a couple cameos.
I think he's in a full contract negotiation phase right now.
You think negotiation, which I've heard as well. He's throwing it out there, which I get. I don't know what Adam is. Because the thing is, I don't think – I mean, would he really say that? Let's assume he meant to say he's done with Captain America, right, which is fine. Yeah. That was his intention. So we can infer two things. Either one, he could die, right?
Of course.
Or ride to the sunset. Whatever the case, you're kind of giving something spoiler-ish away. Would he actually do that? Would even Marvel allow him to do that? You know what I'm saying? Why would he say that?
That's my point.
If he means that, right? I mean, he could have kept it quiet and tweeted after the movie came out and say, hey, by the way, guys, whatever. Not to say he's dying, but he can get a nice farewell in the movie, retire.
It's no big secret that his contract is up after this movie.
Right, but you know
that's so everybody knows that. All of them actually.
Well, Downey Jr.
He's the only one that's expressed a reluctance to continue playing this character.
Right, and it could very well mean he's done. I just don't think automatically everyone's thinking, "Oh, it's a wrap. He's finished. He died. Whatever." I don't think.
I'm not actually done
after this movie, though.
Hemsworth. I mean, all of them are.
Hemsworth and him are done. I think
Robert Downey
contractually. Recently, Hemsworth and Robert Downey Jr. and Evans, and I think there's one more that contractually there is no contract.
Scarlett Johansson, I think.
I know it was four of them that the contract is up.
It's not what's his face, not the Hulk.
Well, I don't know, but it doesn't. I mean, who cares? I mean, the big players now. let's call it. The big players are Hemsworth, Downey, and Evans, right? Yeah. Those are the big guns. I mean, those are the ones that you know have been there from the beginning. I guess Scarlett Johansson.
Nobody cares. Getting a lot of movies too. So
nobody cares about.
What about Hawkeye?
Oh, Hawkeye! Ooh. You know
he wasn't even in the first movie. He got a mention at least.
No, he was in the first Avengers.
Yeah, he's been in two Avengers.
He wasn't in Infinity War.
One Thor, two Avengers. What else? Civil War. So
he's been around, but he wasn't an original. I mean, you got the original. You got the big four. You got Iron Man. You guess you can throw in a Hulk, but Hulk's become a secondary character now.
Yeah.
You know, Scott Johansson, these other guys, whatever. I mean, right now the big guns are Black Panther, obviously, Spider-Man, maybe Doctor Strange, Guardians. Those groups are like headlining, my headline down there. So, but either way, nothing's been established whether he's truly gone or not. It was just a weird tweet. I don't think he's gone. I think, Mike, you said he's been negotiating.
I think he's playing a game.
Yeah, Chewie, you think he's done. Chewie's the only one who's like, it's a wrap.
Well, as far as him, yeah. The character, no. But him, yes.
I can't wait for this movie. Damn it.
Oh, no shit. There's supposed to be a trailer dropping next month, apparently.
It's going to be good.
Rupert Will is starting to turn up.
Yeah, I heard something like that. So, I mean, I don't think the trailer's going to be going to give away too much. It's probably going to be a lot of recap and a lot of voiceover.
What was pretty funny is on Facebook, I think Marvel put a posting, and it was someone's tweets saying, they should do no trailers. They should just say nothing. Just drop the movie next year.
I'm okay
never
with that.
Gonna happen. I'm okay with that too.
I know it's never gonna happen. But
it's
I mean,
never gonna happen. It's
at this rate, do they really need to market this movie? Absolutely not.
Not really, but you still have to do something because you want people to aware it's coming out. So you got to do some kind of format.
Drop a 30-second date. Here's a release date. Done.
I mean, they could do a trailer. Just throw that out. Recapping the first movie in the trailer with a couple of voiceovers, that's and that's it. You know, whatever. You know, just. That's all you get. Because again, the trailer, who are you going to show? Everybody's dead. So there's only so much you can actually put on the trailer. You know, obviously the main players, the Cap and the Iron Man, all that. But, you know, so it's going to be interesting how they – and they can't even show Captain Marvel because the movie hasn't come out yet. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's whatever. As if we won't watch the trailer anyway, but you know they're going to drop it and whatever. We're going to be excited.
All right.
It's going to be great. Speaking of, I'm surprised I haven't anything at the con, which leads us to the New York con, which is, I think, just about wrapping up now.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tomorrow's stuff that threw out there, but yeah. But let's just talk about the big.
Have you been to New York Con out of curiosity?
Oh, I haven't. I've never gone to that.
Oh,
okay. It's almost the same thing. It's just on a little bit smaller scale in San. Well, it's a smaller scale in San Diego, but they always show good stuff, and they focus more on their fall stuff, stuff that comes out early
it's
in the year.
It's more TV geared, right?
They do both. They do movies because they had. I mean, for example, they. We'll talk about this now. They had a lot of
footage. Hellboy. Hellboy, I believe.
That Hellboy footage, which got some pretty good feedback, reactions to. Then I heard they're not going to release anything that they show there anytime soon, which is fine. I don't care. But they're saying they like the tone. They're saying look, he looks great. There's a lot of practical effects for him. From what I hear, some good humor, really dark, some cool action. It was a lot of quick shots when they were showing. That was my understanding of it. X-Men, they showed the first, 14, 15 minutes of it. I guess the sequence where the beginning when they're in space, saving a shuttle, and I guess that's where she gets infected with the Phoenix, which is kind of much in line with the comic books, if I'm not mistaken. Again, good reactions out of that. People liked what they saw for whatever that's worth. It's only 15 minutes. The movie could drop like a stone past that, but whatever.
I think it's going to be hard for them. I really do.
They have a large hill to climb. There's no question about it. But
I mean, but not impossible. Not impossible.
Maybe it's good. And again, I'm not. Things don't look good now. Doesn't mean it can't be good. I mean, whatever. I mean, yeah. At least what they showed, people liked. You can get a good when you see a full scene. You get a good vibe with the tone and what's going on. Then a lot of positive reaction. They weren't overwhelming positive, but there was positive reaction to it. The other big one, of course, we have to talk about this, is Aquaman.
It wasn't a
new trailer. They pretty much showed the extended footage that they showed in Comic-Con. They finally released that to all of us. So it's not like a brand new trailer, but obviously it's like a trailer. And I loved it. Michael, start with you. How did this move the needle for you one way or another?
I didn't think it needed to move the needle for me, but I loved it. I thought it was really good.
It was, wasn't it? Chewy?
Oh.
Dude, do you have to ask?
I'm just like, hey, I don't know. Maybe you didn't like it.
I mean, there
was some good stuff.
It was good stuff, man. Good tone, good story, good humor. That guy's a rock star. This is going to propel him to the
stars. It's going to be, I'm telling you, that movie's going to be huge.
I hope it's good. I love that sequence.
Huge.
Big league.
The sequence when they're like in the rooftops and stuff, I thought was amazing. They have the tracking shot where
right where they're running.
Top.
It's like
Tom Cruise-ish.
That was great, dude.
Yeah, and the people, like, those guys are running underneath. There's a tracking shot, a long take. Dude, it looked awesome. That looked pretty bad. I was sold just on that. I thought that was an awesome sequence. Damn it.
No, it's good. It's good. Keep going. Hold
on. Okay.
There we go. Go.
Okay. Great sequence. The stuff on the water looked awesome. It looked probably even better than the first trailer. I think they're working on the special effects.
I thought it looked great, awesome.
It kind of got me psyched. I mean, I liked the first trailer. That was okay. It was good. But this one really just. I mean, that scene in the rooftops blew it away for me. That sold it for me. I was like, man, that's some really good stuff there. And that's all James Wan and how he's filmed the action. So that's awesome. So I can't wait for that. I think that one. You're right, Matt. I don't know how much money he's gonna make, dude. Right at this point, it better make more in Venom. You know what I mean?
I think it's going to make a lot of money.
Oh, I mean, if Bannon can pull $80 million, dude, I don't think we're nothing.
I mean, only because all these movies coming out.
Let me just say this, though.
It's going to cannibalize.
It's opening at the same time as Mary Poppins, right?
2 days after.
Right. So it's going to be the alternative to that.
Right, but you still had a Bumblebee, which is going to make money.
Remember, it's Christmas time. Kids on vacation, dude.
Right.
Don't worry, dude. Relax. Yeah. It's all good.
I'm just saying, plenty
of time to go see more than one movie across the Christmas season, okay? Everybody calm down.
Hell yeah.
I'm thinking this thing's open at 65, 70.
Well, then if it opens, but what are the legs? What's the end number? Is that when it opens? That's with how long? What's the lasting power?
I know, but DC needs a winner here, and no one's wrong. As long as the movie's great, it doesn't matter if we all like it and whatever. But I'm sure for them, this is an expensive movie. It looks like an expensive movie. It's got to do better than Venom, and I just can't. Venom set the bar. The bar is at 80. It's got to do better than 80. It has to. So we'll see. But it looked great.
Here's the question that's set, right? Everybody keeps talking about why it's superhero movies are dead, blah blah blah, and then this happens.
I think that talk was that's nonsense. I think people were saying that before. But I don't think that's really an issue, man. We know by now that, yeah, that's never been the case. I mean, there's no fatigue. No one's getting tired of these movies. They all make money. I mean, even the Venom, no one, that's not a big property, $80 million. They all do well, and then billions of dollars. This is how it is. Even DC, you know, like, you know, Justice League, which didn't open as big as they want, still made $90-some million. So, it's not going away anytime soon. You know, we got next year, we got a Hellboy, we got Captain Marvel, Spider-Man, Infinity Wars, Wonder Woman, Shazam. It's loaded. It's loaded next year. It's all going to do well. This thing is here to stay, man. It really is. I mean, I think it all hinges on Marvel. Marvel keeps doing what they're doing. I think it's fine. And if DC can catch up just a little bit, then yeah, dude. There's no fatigue anyway. I think it's not. People say it's nonsense. No one's getting tired of that. If they're getting tired of it, I don't know what's going on. I'm not seeing it. Another thing, big thing that dropped down was The Mandalorian, which is, I guess, the title of the new Star Wars streaming show on Disney.
Yes.
I'm
not too familiar with that, to be honest with you. I know. I mean, Chewie's not excited at all.
Dude. I mean, I don't know how many times I gotta rehash this crap. Sorry, man.
If it's good, I mean, like, gonna be excited.
It was cool to see it. I mean, I'm honestly Mandalorian'd out. I mean, we had him in Rebels. We had him in Clone Wars, the animated series, obviously. Do I need a show about these damn people? I mean, Jesus.
No, I'm with you.
John Favreau, you're better than this, man. You're better than this.
Brother, come on. It may be good, dude.
You give me Iron Man.
Don't poo-poo it yet.
Give me Mandalorians?
This could be great. Don't poo-poo it. This could be great. It could be good.
Dude. I mean, what did we say we wanted out of the Star Wars universe? What did we say?
Oh, no one listened to us.
Listen to us, but just because they don't listen to us, it means that they're right either.
Oh, no, I'm with you. I want to see something different. This isn't it. It doesn't mean this can't be good. I just prefer to see something new. I'm with you 100% on that.
This is like between, I think it was a time frame between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens, time-wise, so in that period.
They're going back to the well. This is what they do, right?
Exactly!
They're going back to, you know, I'm not saying Candy, that's not on her, but whatever, maybe it is on her.
Drill and find some new oil, for Christ's sakes, man!
All right, hey, it's a vast universe, and the stick, I mean, I get it.
It's the same thing over and over again. Rinse, dry, repeat. Wash, rinse, dry, repeat, dude.
Like I said, I wasn't going to get Disney service anyway unless I heard the show was amazing. And I mean, Mike, are you poo-pooing? Are you in the haters' corner here? Because obviously Chewie's in a movie of the ranks.
Give me my Twinkies and I'll
score. I'm actually looking forward to it, but I'm not going to spend money on the streaming service.
Right. So no, this is not, I don't think, well, for us anyway, this is not setting the streaming service. Obviously. Am I wrong in that? I mean, it's not.
Not for me.
I mean,
I just don't know what they're going to do with it. I mean, the DC streaming service is, I guess, Titan starts next week, right?
Yeah, I saw a couple of reviews online already. I think it starts up. I know Netflix is carrying it internationally, just not here in the States.
I thought that was kind of interesting, but I'm like, oh, man, give me that. Give me international.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? I mean, on Netflix, I would have seen it. So
of course I would, man. But
see what it does.
Not
but
pay another $15 or whatever it is to catch that show. Because the other shows,
Batman.
Swamp Thing, Doom Patrol, Harley Quinn, whatever. I'm like,
I know.
I'd rather watch Mandalorian, to be honest with you, but
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
That's a ringing endorsement, I guess.
I guess.
Mandalorian.
I guess.
But
that's awesome.
The Mando thing is not, like, this guy is not even really Mandalorian, supposedly, if you read the story.
Oh, he's not? So he's pretending to be?
He's a fake Mandalorian? He's a wannabe dude? Is that what it is?
No, he buys a... No, he worked at Jabba's. He was like a slave of Jabba's.
Okay. But,
and then
okay,
he,
I guess.
You know, gets his hand on a set of armor.
Oh, okay. He's pretending to be he's a, okay, whatever. Yeah. That didn't move the needle.
Right, exactly.
I guess.
That didn't... here's a guess again. I guess.
But whatever. I mean, we'll reserve judgment until, obviously, but we at least see a trailer or something in motion. But, I mean, John Favreau does good movies, man. So I'll give him benefit of the doubt for now until otherwise. But whatever. Also coming out, let's hit the trailer part for a second here. A lot of stuff coming out. A lot of it come out of the con and all that. Daredevil Season 3, we got a couple of trailers, actually. Yeah. One focused on, obviously, on the Kingpin. And the other one, Bullseye. And the other one, Bullseye. So, man, I love the trailers, man. Loved the trailers. Big time. I like what is going with it. I'm only afraid that they made, you know, I'm hoping to do 10 episodes. I don't want to see 13. Hopefully, I have my fingers crossed. I want to see 10. I mean, I'd rather see 10, but whatever. But it looks really good, man. I mean, what do you guys think?
Dude.
I don't know, Chewie's on it.
The Ozark crew? What? When?
Calm down. Relax.
I know, sorry.
Good Lord.
Freaking guy, this damn was. But it was really good. Man. I like the Bullseye thing. I like the whole the going with it, the whole angle with. No, obviously it's gonna be focused on what's the Kingpin's name? I'll forget his name for Christ's sake.
Carlton Fisk.
You know, obviously he's out of jail and whatever, and he's gonna frame, I guess, Daredevil, whatever the case is. I like that guy. He's a great villain. He's fantastic. He's maybe the
Vincent
probably the best.
For you.
Yeah, the best villain they've had. So I'm glad they're going back to, it's okay to go back to the well now. I'm fine with that. Exactly. But it looks good, man. It looks really good. I think the other one you guys were talking about, speaking of comic book related stuff, was one called The Boys.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Somebody, I wasn't too familiar. Someone educate us on that. Mike, what is that exactly?
It's a story about a world where superheroes are there, but they're like, you know, rock stars and like narcissistic, and, you know, it's, and the boys are there to keep them in line.
So they like, are they superheroes themselves, or are they just like an organization?
They have powers, yes.
So they're also, okay, so they have powers.
They're
okay,
there
but
to keep them straight.
Okay, interesting. So do they work for like the government or something? Like,
yes.
Or like, interesting. So it's almost like a Watchmen. Well, not really like a Watchmen kind of thing, but.
To
some degree. Okay,
kind of a combination of the Watchmen and American Gods.
How was the trailer? I didn't see the trailer, so I don't know. I guess
for American Gods or for
The Boys, or whatever.
It wasn't really. It was like
really
more like a commercial, because I guess the commercial focuses on talking about the organization that I guess that runs the heroes, controls the heroes, and at the very end you see the boys and it kind of gave everybody the middle finger, looking at that same commercial. So I mean, that's not really a trailer; it's just a teaser, you know. It's,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. And the American Gods, you guys mentioned that one, which is a good show. I'm waiting for that to come back. Yeah. How was that? I didn't see that trailer either. So you guys,
I'll say that The Boys is going to be an Amazon Prime show. So,
okay.
Mention that.
Okay, that's always good. All right, nice.
And American Gods is on
Stars.
How was that? I didn't see.
I believe January drops January, and it looked good. So good, man. I miss that show.
It looks really good.
It did. I like last season how it ended and all that stuff.
I mean, they had little snippets with obviously our one of our favorite characters and actors.
Ian McShane.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, a little Orlando. God, what's his last name?
Don't say Orlando Bloom, dude.
No. It's not Orlando. That's why. Seven Up guy. Whatever, dude.
Oh, that guy. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. The Seven Up guy.
Orlando Jones.
Thank you, Orlando Jones. Yes.
Seven Up guy.
Matt Sweeney, the Russian. So, I mean, you know, little snippets of all the gods coming together and some new gods. So, looks pretty cool, man.
Interesting. All right. So, yeah, that's another – that's January, you said?
January, I believe, yes.
Okay. And that one looks pretty good.
I mean, I got to – yeah. Hold on. Let me go through my Discord. I wrote down the drop date. So, yeah, this says January, so for 2019.
Like second week, probably.
So it's only a few months away, so that's good. Some of the Watchmen stars. Yeah. I'm sure a counterpart will be there, but after that, well, I'm hoping anyway.
Yeah.
The other trailer, and this one surprised me. Did you guys see this trailer for a movie called The Upside?
The Upside.
This one has Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So, no, I saw that earlier last week. Yes, where he's a quadriplegic, and yes. They hire him to be his personal assistant. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Hart kind of falls into the job and he's going to take care of him, whatever the case is. Dude, I was really surprised how much I liked this dude. I hear Kevin Hart and I cringe. But, I mean, we got Bryan Cranston, who's obviously always amazing. Nicole Kidman.
Seinfeld fame.
Great. Of course, yes. She's an anti-dentite. But yeah, it was really good, man. Mike, did you see this trailer?
I have not. I need to.
Dude, it's really good. I mean, it's not typical Kevin Hart comedy, which is what I was thinking.
No. It's a little serious. But
yeah, it has some heart.
What they showed was funny and it had heart.
Yes. No pun intended. it had a little heart. No pun intended. Yeah,
but again, the Star is Born had Dice Man and friggin' Dave Chappelle. So there's that.
Hey, seriously?
Yeah, and Star is Born. Yeah. And wow. And Dave Chappelle. That I was like,
work.
But I was like, man, that's gold. But yeah, but the straight up, it was really good. You're right, had the heart, whatever, emotional. Yeah. And Kevin Hart is actually trying to act here. Go figure. But it looked really good. It's based on my true story, which I did not know that. Yeah. But it looked really good. Mike, check out that trailer, and it looks surprisingly good. It's an interesting combination with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. That's a good combination. Yeah, I think it's November.
Well, I love Bryan Cranston, so there's that.
Oh, he's great. I mean, if anybody can bring anything good out of Kevin Hart, it's probably me, Bryan Cranston. And Bryan Cranston can do comedy. He does it well. Obviously, he's versatile like that. So it looked pretty good. I was surprised when I saw it. I was like, man, I actually want to see Kevin Hart. Sorry. It's not every day you see a movie with Kevin Hart that I'm actually interested in. So that's a really good thing. A few more tidbits here. A little movie tender.
All right.
Moving on, we'll start with Chewie.
Hold on. A couple more trailers that we can talk about next time. I put everything on Facebook, but I mean, we'll just mention them. Night Flyers, December 2nd, sci-fi, which is a George R.R. Martin production written by him. Yes. So that's the, I think George kind of said it reminded him of, what's that movie, Event Horizon, from back in the early 90s.
Right. Yeah, Sam Neill.
But obviously, I don't know if it's like that, but I mean, hey, George R.R. Martin of Game of Thrones, I trust, I'll check it out and see.
It's about worth checking out. Yeah. Sci-fi. Yeah.
It looks scary.
I don't trust him to finish the damn novels.
Yeah. Well, forget that, dude.
So let it go, dude. We're going to watch the last season on TV. We're fine with that, dude. We don't need to. Exactly. We're good. It's fine.
Another interesting show, Deadly Class, which is also based on a comic. Again, another sci-fi show drops January the 16th. I'm not familiar with the comic and material, but, I'll give it a shot.
Mike, have you heard of that? Deadly Class, that's the comic book or no?
Never. Okay.
Nothing with it at all.
Umbrella. I think it's Umbrella Academy on February the 15th. I can't remember where that one is, but you can find the trailer also on our Facebook page. So check it out. See if you guys like it.
I haven't heard that one either. I didn't get to see that one either. I wasn't sure what that was. They're kind of far away. You get close, like to dig deep on those.
Well, like I said, check out the trailer. See if it generates any buzz or interest in trying to talk about next year.
I saw that trailer.
Which one?
That's something about like secret agent stuff, right?
I saw it and I can't remember. I just put it in my notes.
Obviously, it wasn't that good.
But there were so many shows because there was a couple other shows that you guys don't watch that I do, and so I'm not even going to mention those. But whatever, it's all good.
Fair enough. This we're not just like we're doing short on time here. So let's do movie tender. We'll start with Chewie. Disney, since we're on the topic of as always. They announced they're going to do another remake of an animated, I won't go as far as animated classic in this case, but one of the popular animated movies into obviously real life and whatever.
Wasn't that their plan to redo all the movies as real life reboots?
I don't know if it's all of them, but it seems that way.
Aladdin and what's the
Mulan
Mermaid?
The Mermaid.
Mulan's coming out. That's been in production now. Lion King's coming out. We had Jungle Book, Reading the Beast. But now they're announcing. Well, they did Lady and the Tramp for the streaming service. Was already announced.
Oh, God.
And they announced this one here. So right left here. The animated quote-unquote classic of Lilo and Stitch is getting their real-life treatment.
Are you serious?
I'm deadly serious.
Left.
Your left.
At Albuquerque.
And I think this is for the streaming service as well. I think that from what I understand.
Well, then I'll pass.
Not that it matters, but I mean, yeah. I think it's just too many of these things, man. I mean, Lilo and Stitch, really? I mean, is that really have to be remade? I mean, okay.
Yeah, I can understand the movies. Okay, fine. You okay? They were animated.
It's
now you
want
to bring
movie for kids.
It is, and I like Lilo and Stitch for what it was. But
It's a great cartoon for kids. But that's about the extent of it.
I'm not. I mean, I get Lion King, right. Beauty and the Beast. That makes sense.
Those are great movies as animated. So I have no problem with that.
No, exactly. I get it.
I mean, Mulan that gave us the infamous McDonald's Szechuan sauce.
Szechuan sauce.
Frame.
Mulan, that's not one that gets me excited either.
Sorry.
Neither does that. Well, Aladdin kind of does, but not Will Smith anyway. And Guy Ritchie, that kind of ruined it for me, to be honest with you. Not that it can't be good, but I'm dying to see a trailer. I got to see what managed to come up with for that.
Robert Williams.
No, obviously, who is? Mike's favorite, of course. But I guess, yeah, Lilo and Stitch, I mean, come on. That's whatever. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. Second one here, we'll start with Mike. Netflix announcing, I guess, movies and a TV series based off Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What do you think about that, Mike?
You know what? I'm not a fan, so I'm going to swipe low with what they've done. I read all the books.
Were you a fan of the books?
I just didn't like any of the movies. I was. I thought they were good when I was a kid.
I liked the first movie, the original one. The Lion, the Witch,
the
and the Wardrobe.
The original movie was just okay.
Yeah, I remember that one as an animated
movie,
right? Originally,
yes.
And that was as a kid. That was like one of my favorites.
I mean, I loved
it. Cool, man. Yeah. And the remake was didn't have that magic. Something was missing.
You're right.
It was just okay.
It was good.
Yeah,
it was
because fun. I think it was virtually a shot-for-shot recreation, obviously, into our movie, but the magic wasn't there anymore.
It wasn't, and they have that. But maybe Netflix can do something with it, you know, especially as a TV series. Maybe they can, you know,
yeah,
I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe it was something new. Yeah,
little, you can't go wrong with Turkish Delight and Mr. Thomas, so why not? But I'm going to go right. I'm going to give Netflix a chance. I mean, they pump some money in this. It could work.
Yeah,
I mean, so I'm okay with it.
You think they're doing this to go up against Lord of the Rings?
I have a feeling.
It's not the same.
It's not the same though. But I guess that gives them their own grand epic.
I know
middle
it's. I know it isn't, but I mean, it gives them something.
It gives something, I guess. But I mean,
how popular is C.S. Lewis novels? To be honest with you, I mean, I tried to read them and I couldn't do it.
I think people know of it, like if, you know, because of the movies and all. I think. It's familiar. I don't think it's like it's not Lord of the Rings level, obviously, but it's.
Well, I mean, I couldn't read those books either.
I think it's an acquired taste.
Yeah,
probably. It's very. It's a lot of themes.
It's
very thematic.
It's kind of like the thing. You know that movie that came out that had crap! My brain fell out of my head.
I remember that.
Oh yeah, that one.
You know the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. It's Martin Freeman, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
I just don't get it.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I like the language because it's tied to my childhood. So obviously, there's that nostalgia factor that goes along with that, you know. And like I said, the movies were okay. That's fine. It was okay. I dug it. It's no big deal. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't bad. So I mean, like I said, with Netflix doing it, okay. You know, we trust Netflix with the TV stuff, right?
I do.
So why not? And I guess I don't know if it's a direct competition with Lord of the Rings, but
it's
I don't
either
think
good
that's
or it isn't, right? I mean,
it's 50-50 chance, huh? Next one here. Right. So I guess, and I read this morning, they're gonna do a remake or a reboot or remix, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what they call it these days, of 21 Jump Street.
The show or the movie?
the movie. Well, I guess the same thing. The movie but getting a female centric version. I was getting a couple of females.
Man, that movie's not that old, man.
For real, dude.
And Jonah Hill and Tatum Channing. I mean, that was a funny Channing movie, but
oh, they're great. I love
Channing Tatum.
Tell me that's tomatoes. It's no, you know,
Deadpool. Wrong one.
It's not Jennifer. No Jennifer Jones. I think they are remaking Jennifer Jones, by the way, by getting a guy, Julius Jones.
I've already apologized profusely for that.
You sure it's not Orlando Jones?
You're going to get Orange Juice Jones.
Hey, Orange Juice Jones!
That's an old reference. If anybody guessed that reference, I'm proud of you. Good for you guys. but yeah, I don't like, I mean, the whole, female centric. Here we go again. Everything's got a female lead now. I mean, whatever. It's a huge left for me. I'm not buying this.
It didn't work
at
for
all.
Ghostbusters. Sorry.
No, I agree. You're totally next. And the last one here, I know we're all swiping at the same time, but I'll last it anyway.
Okay.
Bad Boys 3 is back on again.
Oh, God. Please stop. Next.
Unbeknownst to who the microwave is behind it, I don't know. I found this kind of funny, though. They got Will Smith on board, but they haven't gotten Martin Lawrence yet. I guess he's holding out for something. Right now, I would imagine that it'd be the all way around. It's like
holding
Martin
out
Lawrence,
for an extra bag of Coke.
Right. It's like, really, like Martin Lawrence, really? You haven't done a movie in 20 years, and now you holding out? Come on, they'd be begging for it. I can see Will Smith holding out. He's the draw.
For the please.
I mean, what? Martin Lawrence?
He's got a Black Knight 2 scheduled at the same time.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. I got a lot of shows to binge on Netflix. I don't think I got time for Bad Boys 3. Which is fine by me if they don't ever make that movie, whatever. But I hate it. I didn't like the first and second one. The first was okay. The second one is terrible. Did anybody actually like them? I know Chewie didn't. I don't think so. No. Mike, I know you hated it. Well, I don't think you hated it.
I don't know.
I didn't think so. But yeah, so I heard terrible. I was like, yeah.
Anything
whatever.
Will Smith.
No, relax. Not anything. It was a lot of stuff, yes. But every so often he dropped something. You know? He was in the Oscar-winning Suicide Squad. For what it's worth.
Like what? That is true.
He wasn't bad and bright.
He was actually the best part of Suicide Squad. For the
he was okay he really, bright.
Yeah, he was fine. Right. Another okay.
Yeah,
he was good at Deadshot. So, okay. Martin Lawrence, apparently. But yeah, so that's all we got here. Guys, just make the rounds here. Mike, have anything for us there? Any shout-outs before you take off?
No, I'm just happy to be here with another great show. We had a good time.
Chewy?
I forgot to say, Chewy. Mention one thing. One trailer. The Good Omen, which is a Neil Gaiman written show on Amazon Prime, dropping sometime next year. So they put out a trailer from New York Comic Con. That one looks really good, dude.
Yeah,
that
I love Neil Gaiman.
Obviously of American Gods fame.
Yeah.
And so
I think he's got a contract with Amazon Prime to do some show, which I'm all watching.
I wondered when they're finally going to break down and do a Sandman show.
I would love to see that.
Will.
And Neverwhere is another book that he wrote, which I love. But they can make that, do something with that. But yeah, it's a good call.
A Good Omen. Yeah. Cast that trailer. I put it up there. So that was one that I left off my list because there's no release date on it. But look. I've been looking forward to that one. And
that's going to be next year from what I hear. So
yeah, Amazon is actually going to be putting out some good show. A lot of number. I mean, they're increasing their what they're putting out in 2019. So I'm looking forward to it. Plus the ones we already watched already. Sneaky
Pete. We're going to talk some more
and TV. And High Castle. Yeah.
We'll talk about those next week. I mean, a whole lot of time.
Sorry about that. I forgot about
podcasts. Yeah, but we'll do TV next week. We'll go on that with some shows that are finishing up that we'll probably catch up on, like Man in High Castle and Saw and et cetera, et cetera. But either way, so don't forget, everyone, thanks for listening. Check us out on Facebook. We're dropping all the trailers, all the news, all the reviews are all in there for you guys to see and comment. And, gentlemen, pleasure as always. So do this again next week. Hopefully the Dolphins will be 3-3. Oh, hey-o. All right, guys. Take care now.
Peace.
How dare you.